Okay, we are up to Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah says as follows: what happens next in the Avodah? The Mishnah over here begins with the fourth immersion, right? There was a total of five immersions, so it begins with the fourth. So it says Mishnah Dalet as follows: Kideish Yadav V'raglav. He sanctifies his hands and his feet as he does. Upasha V'yarad V'taval. He removes the golden garments that he was wearing. He went down into the mikvah. He would go and immerse himself in the mikvah. V'alav V'nistapach. He would come out and towel himself off. He view lo Vigdei Lavan V'lavash. Then they would bring him some white garments. He would put them on. Kideish Yadav V'raglav. He would then sanctify his hands and feet again. He would then go into the Kodesh HaKodashim to remove the ladle and the shovel that he left in there earlier. Then finally, he would sanctify his hands and feet again. He would remove the white garments and he would go down into the mikvah and he would immerse into the mikvah. He would come out from the mikvah and he would towel himself off. He would bring golden garments, he would put them on. He would sanctify his hands and feet one more time. He would go into the sanctuary to bring the afternoon ketores, to burn the afternoon ketores. Well, he tiv es haneros, and to literally means to fix the lamps of the menorah, but it seems like it's to light the lamps of the menorah. Then it says the Mishnah, v'kidesh yadav v'raglav u'fashati, he would sanctify his hands and his feet one more time, remove these golden garments, and then finally, he view lo vigdei atzmo v'lavash. So after he would sanctify his hands and feet and remove these golden garments, they would he view lo vigdei atzmo v'lavash. They would bring him his own garments, and he could put them on. Then the people would escort him until he would get to his house. He would make a feast of celebration for his friends after Yom Kippur, when it was clearly known that he came out of the service in peace. He came out safely from the sanctuary, and we know that he could have died in the Kodesh HaKodashim but didn't, and so therefore, since he came out of the whole Avodah alive, that's an exciting thing. So therefore, he had a celebration with at his house. Mishnah Hey concludes the parak as follows: Kohen Gadol Meshamesh B'Shmona Kelim. The Kohen Gadol has eight garments that he wears. V'ahed Yot B'Arba'a, and a regular Kohen has four garments. B'Kusonas U'Mechnasayim U'Metznefes V'Avneit. An ordinary Kohen would wear a tunic, trousers, which are otherwise translated as pants, a turban, and a belt. Mosif Alav Kohen Gadol Choshen V'Eifod U'Meil V'Tzitz. A Kohen Gadol would add on top of the tunic, the trousers, the turban, and the belt. And he would also wear the choshen, which was a breastplate. He would wear the ephod, which was like an apron. He would wear the me'il, which is a sort of robe, and the tzitz, which was a headplate. Says the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol didn't only wear these eight garments when he was doing some sort of service in the temple, but also he would wear it when the Urim V'Tumim came around. The Urim V'Tumim was a special piece of parchment that was put in like the fold of the Choshen that had God's name on it, and this would sort of give answers to questions. So says the Mishnah, concluding the Perek. Be'ilu nish'alin and be'urim v'tumim, when he was dressed in these eight garments, the urim v'tumim could be consulted, and who and or what could be asked of the urim v'tumim. Ve'in nish'alin ele l'melech u'leveisden u'lemi shehatzibar tzarech bo. It can only be consulted for a question that came from the king, that came from the court, or that came from someone needed by the public, which the example over here is for something like a Kohen who would lead the people into battle. He was able to ask the Urim V'Tumim a question, and that was really if anyone needed by the public could ask that. And that brings us to the end of Perek Zion, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Chet, but for now, we'll stop right here.